Silk Sport with the M6 Bed Warehouse. See the largest display of beds and mattresses in the area. Junction 16 of the M6, open 7 days a week.
And normally on Silk Sport, we have a brand new Club of the Week each and every week to celebrate some of the amazing local football clubs, sports clubs and grassroots entities around Cheshire. This week, however, the responsibility falls on myself because this is slightly different. And the reason it's different is because it's for an amazing cause. This coming Sunday at Witton Albion's Ewlocket Stadium, Celebrity Soccer UK arrive in town. Now, this is an entity that was launched by Darren Eady and Kevin Cooper back in 2012. And these guys organise celebrity football matches to raise money for some amazing causes. This Sunday at the Ewlocket Stadium, a celebrity match is to be held in memory of a precious little girl, Matilda Cosgrove. All the celebrities and everybody involved are aiming to raise vital funds for Alder Hayes Children's Hospital in Matilda's memory and provide each child with presents at Christmas. Celebrity Soccer UK have jumped on board to help them achieve this. As part of this week's Club of the Week, we are joining with Celebrity Soccer UK to raise the profile and support them in this amazing venture. And as part of it, we've got some of the celebrities joining me right here on Silk Sport. And the first one, it's the only way to start this. He is a friend of the station, friend of Silk Sport. He is a local businessman, entrepreneur, former West Ham United goalkeeper, and in my opinion, the best looking Real Housewife of Cheshire anyway. Joe Seeley, how are you, mate?
Well, I can't ask for a better introduction than that, Mike, can I?
How's things? Are you keeping well?
Yeah, I'm well at the minute. The weather's not too bad, it's not too cold, but it's definitely changing, and everyone's well, so I can't complain.
Absolutely. And I've got to ask, how is Nicole?
The lovely Nicole is in a good mood.
Oh?
She's in a good mood, yeah. She's getting Christmassy. We've just finished filming our Christmas episode, so it's been very Christmassy in Cheshire for the last week or so in my life, so it's everyone's happy, content.
Fantastic. Now, Joe, I've got to ask you, celebrity soccer, it's a great cause, yeah. And it's done for amazing reasons. How did you get involved and why did you get involved?
Well, I've been involved for the last 7 or 8 games around the country, and I heard about it, and I had a message from them asking if I'd play in a game, and then when I found out what it was all about and the amount of money they raised, which is, I think, games was £2.5 million since it started for charities, I thought, what a great opportunity to do something back. And when do you get a chance to play in front of a few thousand people at football at my age? So, you know, I get a little bit out of it. I get to give back to charity every week. And do you know what, Mike? Some of the causes they raise money for, like this, for the Matilda Foundation, is an amazing cause. So, you know, for me, it's a privilege to be part of.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, there's been many games that have taken place around the UK. It's not just in Cheshire, it's around the UK.
Yeah.
Grounds from Premier League grounds down to local grounds. Have you played at Witton Albion or this style of ground many times before? Because obviously you've had an illustrious career.
Yeah, I mean, when I was playing at West Ham, I don't think I ever played at Witton Albion, but we used to play a lot of our reserve games in leagues and stadiums at that level, and you know, I've obviously been involved in football ever since. I've attended games there. I think Stoke played there a couple of times when I've been watching players. I've been there before, but actually this is the closest game I've been playing in since I've been part of celebrity soccer, so for me it's like a local game.
Now, I've got to ask you, because obviously there's a number of celebrities involved, but let's look at you first. So you're playing in goal. It's probably been a few years. How are the how are the joints after you've played? Because I played in a family fan friendly game. What would it be? About a year ago. And you know, for 4 or 5 days after, mate, my hips and my knees were killing me.
Do you know what? It's my hips. My body after feels like I've been battered. But actually, the more I played, the better it's getting. We were at the game for a few weeks. I've had a few weeks off, but my body definitely hurts after, and I'm stiff. Like you wouldn't believe, I can hardly walk, but it's the enjoyment, and I'm getting towards 40 now, and you know what I think, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it again, so I keep going with it. My wife, Nicole, looks at me like, oh my God, don't tell me about what's wrong with you after this game, but I still turn up, I enjoy doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Fantastic. And obviously, with playing in goal, what type of player are you then? Because obviously playing for a career is one thing, but playing playing in a charity match, which is supposed to be for fun, let's be honest, you still want to win. What type of player can we expect on Sunday?
Well, I want to win. I mean, when I started doing it, I thought this is a bit of fun and it's for charity, and it's a, but you do want to win, and it does get competitive. And then, you know, because it's a charity game, we end up with like three at the back and seven up front, and you just get bombarded. So you're trying to make save after save, and because ultimately the people that are there want to see goals and they want to see people scoring, and you know, and you, I don't want them to score. So, you know, I come off the pitch and I'm normally covered in rubbish and got bruises or been, I mean, last game James Arthur stamped on my hand, you know, stuff like that. And you know, when else am I going to get stamped on by James Arthur?
This is the crazy thing, isn't it? Because it's not just ex-professional footballers. There's so many amazing different people that are actually involved in the games. Do you know what I mean? Arge has been involved in games. Dean Gaffney, EastEnders legend. Do you know what I mean?
I think he's playing this week.
Yes, that's my understanding. There's a number, and I believe that I can exclusively reveal. I don't know if you're aware, but I have had confirmation today that there's been a new player added to the side. Now, my response was, I really hope he's playing against Joe, because then Joe gets peppered.
And is it James Beattie?
It is. It's been announced that James Beattie, former Saints and Everton striker, is playing. So, what's it like to play with these people, Joe?
Do you know what I like about it? And it's really strange. Like, sometimes celebrity soccer organise both teams, and there might be 40, 50 people come. They're all famous for their own reasons or on different programmes or sportsmen coming from all over the country, if not abroad, to turn up at 2 p.m. on Sunday with an Albion and play the game. And just meeting the people, getting to play with James Beattie, and I've played with Chris Wilder the other week, played, and Frank Sinclair, and different players from different clubs are playing. And it's just a great thing when you've got a Premier League winner or manager sitting on one side and you've got a 30 million selling album artists on the other, and you've got a YouTuber like Chunks with 14 million people sitting in front of you the other side. And do you know what? What's really weird, Mike, is that everyone's just normal blokes turning up to play football. You know, their other job is their day job, and they're famous for, you know, well, credit to them for their reasons, but actually they're all turning up to give something to the charity and to be playing football in front of people.
That's it. It's a massive testament, because I think sometimes I've learnt doing the job I do now, Joe, that you speak to people who are on TV, on radio, in the limelight, and when you actually speak to them, they are just normal people that have done really well for themselves. But I've got to ask you some inside gossip. So I want to know, in your opinion, and you can't pick yourself, because I know you will, who's the best player you've played with, and who's the most... I'm going with entertaining. I didn't want to say worst player, so I'll go with most entertaining player.
Jeremy Lynch plays, the freestyler.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's probably the most entertaining, because he'll keep it up on his shoulders, he'll be doing flicks and tricks and, you know, trying to chip me from the halfway line. And, you know, in a lot of the games, especially in the South, Jamie O'Hara plays, and he can still play football, to say, he pings the ball about. And then you've got Luke Trotman from Love Island, who's playing this week as well, who formerly was a player at Darlington. And he's only 25 years old.
Wow.
So I've got to admit, Luke, I think, I said to him the other week in the changing room, you've got to carry on playing football, because if you don't, you're going to regret it. Now, you know, I know he has to stop playing because he's England or Club Ireland, and he's brilliant in that. But lots of him playing, you know, at a decent level in London now, I think for him, he's definitely good enough.
And obviously, so, with your contacts and parts of your business, I'm sure you'll be advising and directing him in the right direction, Joe.
Well, I have said to him a couple of times, if you need any help, Luke, let me know, because you should definitely play. And he's got Liam McDevitt, who's a BBC correspondent, who plays for Bury on the weekends. So he plays, and he left Stalybridge last year, and he's playing there. So there's a good level, you know, especially when you get the expos, and then there'll be a couple of people who you think, yeah, you don't play football. But it doesn't matter. Everyone plays, and they turn up, and you raise money. Fantastic cause.
And this is the thing, in Joe, just finally, that it's a celebrity football match. It's being held in the memory of Matilda Cosgrove. It's raising money for Alder Hayes Children's Hospital. It's this weekend. It's Witton Albion's Hugh Lockett Stadium. My final question to you, Joe, is if anybody hasn't got tickets for this weekend, what would you say to them?
Come down, get your tickets. You can have your pictures taken with all your favourite celebrities, not me, the bigger ones. You can come on the pitch, you can take pictures, and remember, you're raising a lot of money for an amazing cause. All of the money goes to the charity. No one's being paid, no one's having expenses paid. All of the money that you give at that time will go to the Matilda Foundation.
Joe Seeley, thanks very much for joining me on this special edition of Club of the Week.
Silk Sports with the M6 Bed Warehouse. See the largest display of beds and mattresses in the area. Junction 16 of the M6, open 7 days a week.
So as part two then of this week's Club of the Week, we are supporting Celebrity Soccer UK, who this coming Sunday head to the Ewlockett Stadium in Witten as they prepare to play football against some amazing celebrities for an amazing cause. And as we mentioned earlier, this is held in memory of a precious little girl called Matilda Cosgrove, and they're aiming to raise vital funds for Alder Hey Children's Hospital. Earlier on we spoke to Joe Seeley. Now it is part two of Club of the Week, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by former EastEnders star, known for playing Anthony Moon and runner-up in the 8th series, and the reason I know more about this man is Matt Lipinskas. How are you, Matt?
I'm very well. Are you yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad to say it's winter and it's cold. But I've got to ask you, how are things at your end at the moment? How's work? How's life?
Yeah, life's good. Things are great. Very enough after lockdown to jump straight back into the acting game. So I was on a Netflix series, and I've just finished a film a couple of weeks ago, and I start Panto in 3 weeks' time. So yeah, things are starting to pick up. So life is looking bright at the end of the tunnel.
And obviously, Matt, for somebody like yourself that works in theatres and in acting, yep, it's been a really tough period of time that we've gone through, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been really challenging. You know, it's one of those, but you know, we're all in the same boat. Everybody's, and it wasn't just you know, ourselves as actors and everything. It's everybody from, you know, from the costume to the hair and makeup teams to casting directors to directors. Like, there were so many people that out of work, so it was very challenging times. But it's just so nice to see the theatres open again. And I was in London yesterday, walking around, and it was just such a amazing sort of vibe again.
Absolutely. I think the nice thing about this coming weekend at Witten Albion is the fact that you get to be out there performing again, slightly different to what you used to,
yeah,
but you get to perform again. Now, I'm told by a reliable source that you're quite a decent player, but I've got to ask you, how and why did you get involved with Celebrity Soccer UK, mate?
So, Celebrity Soccer UK started back in 2012 or 2013, I can't remember who it was, but yeah, I spoke to Kevin, and where I'm from, I grew up in a place called Staines. We actually did the first ever Celebrity Soccer game at Staines Town, and from there, and that was it was Lipinskas versus Adam Woodyat. So it was my 11 versus his 11, and it really hit off, and you could see the joy of people's faces of coming to what sort of you know, ex-pros and people that are from TV, reality TV, like sort of presenters, different sportsmen, all come together and play for a great charity cause. It was just a fantastic sort of event, and it was lots of charity, so we thought, what better way to do it than to push on from there. So we've grown, and Kevin's absolutely, like, you know, invested a lot into it, and he's a lot of time, but he's raised over we've raised over like £1 million for different charities now, so it's a fantastic cause and something that I love to do. So yeah, it's just brilliant.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. I think 1.3 million raised through the games themselves, nearly 800,000 raised through auctions. There's so many ways, but the most important thing about this, Matt, is it's the impact and the effect it has on the charities, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every sort of game we go to, we're always in our dressing rooms. And, you know, the lads, we all, like, grow up wanting to be footballers, most lads, though, you know, most. And it was one of those things where you now get the chance to play in these amazing stadiums, and you get to play in different stadiums across the UK, and you get to meet these sort of families that have had this bereavement and stuff. And you know, we're playing this weekend for in the memory of Matilda, and hopefully they can raise enough money to do what they're trying to do, which is, you know, sort of presents and everything. Like, they managed to do it at Easter time, and they managed to do it, and they're trying to do it for Christmas time, is to fill every bed. I think it's 270 beds in the hospital that they're trying to fill. So it's helping them on their way to their journey. And we met a young lad a couple of weeks ago, and he needed a hydrotherapy pull, and by half time we had raised enough money for him to have that. So you know, you see the joys and the and how much it can help. And that's the joy, and that's why we do it, and that's why we give up our time and travel. You know, I mean, I think I'm traveling about 4 hours on Sunday to come down. So it's the joys of doing it, and really, you know, we've been very fortunate in our lives to have what we have and do what we do, so it's good to give back.
Absolutely. And I think the great thing about this, Matt, is the fact that you, as you've just said, you've been very, very privileged in your lives. You've been really successful, and you guys work hard to get where you've got, and you are fortunate that you're in the limelight. You've got the finances, the lifestyle and everything. But what's amazing about a lot of the celebrities that I get to speak to is that you are actually normal people as well, and I think sometimes we forget that. So I just want to take my hat off to you and all of the guys that are involved in this. But I've got to ask you about the playing side, because I'm told you're quite a decent player. So first of all, who do you support?
So my team, I'm a Cockney Red, so I'm Man United through and through. That's me. That's my story. My dad's Canadian, so I didn't really have any family like influence on football when I grew up during the golden era of Beckham and Scholes and Butt and, you know, that 99. So that was me. I was sold on that, and I've been supporting him ever since. I played a bit when I was younger. Used to play for like local teams and everything, but yeah, I've got a good engine, and I don't stop running, and I like to score goals. But I think when you do the charity bets, it's very funny, because obviously all these people turn up, all these different celebrities and everything, and Kevin, bless him, he's like, all right, so where do you play? And everybody plays up front. Of course they do. Everybody wants to score goals, and it's like, you know, you've got 24 players there, and everybody wants to play up front. I usually play in a sort of attacking midfield role, but the last two games I've played centre back, right back. But because I've been back a lot my whole time, I read the game, and yeah, I like to adapt. I like to challenge myself, but I love scoring goals. So.
I suppose the nice thing is then when people arrive at the game, I believe gates are open from 12 o'clock, kickoffs at 2.
Yeah.
When people arrive, you are going to be Mr. Entertainment. Then we're looking for you on in the game to. Throw up a bit of flair, throw up a bit of skill. But I've got to ask you, in your opinion, and you can't pick yourself, who's the best player you've played with, and who's the most entertaining? And I mean, basically, the worst player.
I think the best player I've played with is... I've played a lot recently with Man Like Hacks, who is amazing. He's a great footballer and great at what he does. He's on the, you know, the Big Nasty show and everything like that. He's a phenomenal player, like just so cool and calm collecting the ball. But also Jeremy Lynch is just, he's different level, you know, he's really good. And obviously Jamie O'Hara, so I'm listening all up now. Jamie O'Hara's like, you know, he's still got it, he can still ping a ball, and Dan Osborne's an absolute beast when you play against him. And the most entertaining, I think, for me is got to be X Factor Stevie Ritchie. He's phenomenal off when he's sort of like, he can play, but yeah, he likes to entertain the crowd, and you see him a lot. He gets on the mic and starts singing, so he's well worth a watch to come down. I'm not sure if he's there Sunday. I think he might be, but he's definitely one to watch as well for entertainment.
Yeah, Jamie O'Hara seems to be getting a lot of plaudits at the moment. Chums, yeah. I think, as he's called in his current day role. But obviously, yeah, Stevie Ritchie, great entertainer, and it's nice that you bring what you do for a living out onto the pitch. I've got to ask you two final questions, Matt. The first one is, what are you looking forward to most about Sunday?
I enjoy the whole sort of build-up of it. I enjoy coming down. Obviously, you say gates open from 12. I think most of us will arrive about sort of... I think most people get there about 1, probably an hour before kickoff. I'm usually there probably about 12:30 because I've got to get my stresses in now. I'm 32, 10 years old. So I just like all the pre-match build-up, that everything, you know, going in, seeing your shirt with your name on the back and everything like that. So, you know, it still feels good. And then obviously you've got the football. It's just, you can't beat that football vibe when, you know, all the lads in the dressing room, there's a bit of banter going on, balls are flying around, and it's just nice to... involved in that, because sometimes when you're busy working and everything like that, you know, you don't have the time to play sort of, you know, Saturday league anymore or play with your mates. I try and play as much as I can with my boys and stuff, but obviously you can't play as much as you want to, so just kind of bringing it back. And you know, it's still a competitive game, like even when it's like sort of celebrities versus celebrities, it's still very competitive. I mean, there's tackles flying. I mean, I'm one for a tackle as well. Like, you know, I don't back out of any tackle. So it is. There's still that, you know, mano-y-mano, let's play to win type of feel.
And just finally then, Matt, if somebody's looking for something to do this weekend, they might not have got tickets and they fancy a tasty, entertaining afternoon out, what is your message to people that haven't got tickets yet?
I'd say go out and get your tickets. It's a great pre sort of like Christmas build up. I'm sure there'll be some malt wine maybe down there for you to come and get. We're doing this for to help launch the new Matilda Foundation. So it's not just to come and see us, it's to help local charity to you guys as well. So I do think it's a massive thing that local communities should support their local charities. But come down, it's going to be fun filled. If I score, there's going to be backflips and everything, so don't worry about that. It's going to be great. And the guaranteed goals, I mean, a lot of games there are very high scoring. So come down, there's going to be goals, there's going to be lots to do. And just come and enjoy your Sunday with us.
Fantastic. Mr. Entertainment himself providing the entertainment with the backflips have been promised and it's been recorded. Matt Lipinska, yeah. Thanks very much for joining me on Silk Sport this afternoon. All the best for the weekend and thank you so much for what you're doing.
No, pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much, Matt. Take care.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Silk Sport with the M6 Bed Warehouse. See the largest display of beds and mattresses in the area. Junction 16 of the M6, open 7 days a week.
Part three then of this week's Club of the Week is a special focus on an amazing organisation called Celebrity Soccer UK. And the reason that we are getting involved here on Silk Sport is because this coming Sunday at Witton Albion's Ewlocket Stadium, Celebrity Soccer UK, launched by Darren Edith and Kevin Cooper, will be at one of our local grounds, and they are looking to raise some money for an amazing charity. A young girl called Matilda Cosgrove and the new foundation that's being set up in aid of Alderhay Children's Hospital. As we've done so far, this is part three of Club of the Week, and I am delighted to say that I'm going to be joined now by another celebrity. Yes, this guy is the founder and CEO of many a successful business. He's also the star of award-winning BBC The Call Centre, and I understand that he opened the working day with a mass sing-along. He's described as a football kicking, karaoke singing, catchphrase saying, man of the people. Nev Wilshire, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you, Mike?
I am really well, thank you. Now, I know you are out and about travelling around the beautiful country of Wales at the moment. How's life? How are things for you?
Things are all right. We do call centre, we do door knocking sales, and business travel through lockdown because people are in and they fancy a chat more than normal. So this is good.
It's great, isn't it, from a sales side of things, because we spent so long, don't go outside, don't do this, don't do that, and now people are like, they'll talk to anybody.
Yeah, they get desperate for a chat. Yeah, so we can accommodate that and get them some free insulation off the back of it. So it's all good news.
It's great. And Nev, I've got to ask you then, because you are a businessman, very successful businessman, how on earth did you get involved with getting the shorts on, the shirt on, and out on a football pitch?
Well, I mean, I've played football since I was seven, and I represented Swans at every level, and I even played for Wales at under 18, so, history tells me I play a lot of football. Played semi-professional in the League of Wales till I was 42, and then I got too old and my knees were absolutely shot to pieces, so hung up my boots. Celebrity Soccer came along a few years ago, and there was a game in Swansea which I was asked to play at, which I did, and it just really killed me. And so, I've been roped in to matches ever since. So, we've played in some tremendous stadiums like Ellen Road or the Italian, about 3-5 and stuff, and Liberty Stadium or some. We'd be also professional grounds as well, like Witten Albion, all for tremendous causes. We find that particularly with the audience, are for things that really tug at your heartstrings, you know, like there and all the Alderhay so.
Yeah, the Matilda Foundation is obviously an amazing foundation supporting Alderhay Children's Hospital, and you've been pulling on the shorts, getting involved from very early on. I've got to ask you, from a footballing side of things, Nev, am I right to assume you're a Swansea fan?
On the mark there, yes.
That's always a good start. You know, you've played, you're playing in these football matches with some ex-professional footballers, with stars of TV, stars of music, and people that are just fantastic in their own right. I've got to ask you, though, who's the best player you've played with, apart from yourself, and who's the most entertaining?
I'm just not there anymore, you know. It's 42 was a long time ago now. Generally, I only do sort of half a match and then have a sing-song with the crowd, but it's all good fun, and we have got some good players. We played at Doncaster Rovers the other day, and a chap called Coppinger, who's just retired from Doncaster, and was playing, and he could, needless to say, he ran the game. For the celebrities, Jeremy Lynch, the TPFE football guy, very good player, very quick. He's probably the best player we've got. But professionals are always a handful.
Yeah, I think everybody I've spoke to, Nev, has said that Jeremy Lynch has been phenomenal in all the games. Steve Ritchie is the most entertaining I'm getting at the moment. I said that entertaining was a better word than worst player.
Yeah, you've got to try and explain to Steve Ritchie when you kick the ball, yeah. You know, we're playing that way, Steve. We're playing him right, and we're playing that way. I love Steve Ritchie. He's an absolute cracking guy. And, I've got to get the mic before him to do a sing-song with the crowd.
Yes, because obviously that is definitely something he's not going to miss the opportunity for, is it?
No, I'd rather never get the mic off him.
Now, I want to ask you as well, when we get there on Sunday and kick-off comes and you're on the pitch, where will you be playing? What type of player are we going to see from Nev Wilshire?
From me?
Yes.
He's too old and should know better. massive weight to the forward line, and you know, if I can catch the kick on the channel, I can't catch him.
It sounds like this weekend.
I played to a decent standard, but I'm not a decent standard anymore. A lot of the boys are, but some of us, you know, myself and Stevie included, aren't. Not fast enough anymore. But I can promise you a cracking day.
And would it be fair to say, Nev, because I mean, I'm 38 and I played a family fun fans game probably a year ago, and for weeks and days afterwards, my body felt like I'd been put in a blender and beat up. I felt terrible for days. Am I getting old now? Is that what's happening to me?
You peaked too soon, Mike. I did play till I was 42, but I mean, I'm 62 now, so to drive back down the motorway after a match is always is the hardest one, I think.
Bit of a challenge.
It's the next couple of days, but generally by, I'm ready to go again.
And Nev, I've just got two final questions for you, I let you go. The first one is, what are you most looking forward to about this Sunday at the U Lockett Stadium, Whitton Albion's ground?
Well, the things I always look forward to is meeting new people. It's you know when you're playing against people and meeting the crowd afterwards. It's lovely. It's great. It's special. And raising money for a charity like All the Hay Children's Hospital, I mean, that's a privilege.
Could not have summed it up better myself, mate, if I'm totally honest. The line does keep dropping out, so if I'm interrupting you, I do apologise. But my final question for you, Nev, is, again, this weekend we're obviously at Whitton Albion. It's raising money for the Matilda Foundation, supporting Alderley Hay. As you've just said, it is an absolute privilege for myself to be able to speak to you, Nev, and to all the other celebrities that are involved raising money. But what would you say to somebody who hasn't yet got tickets for this game?
Turn up on the day, put on the gate, come along, bring your family, get some advice with you, cheer us on, or cheer us on, either way, but get there. Nev, it'll be a good day.
You're an absolute star. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and thank you for everything you're doing to raise money for some amazing charities, and I will look forward to seeing you, hopefully, this Sunday. Scoring, maybe. Maybe we get a goal out of Nev.
Maybe, but you've got to get there, because I want to say no to you.
Absolutely.
All right,
Nev, all the best. Thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Silk Sport with the M6 Bed Warehouse. See the largest display of beds and mattresses in the area. Junction 16 of the M6, open 7 days a week.
So we move on then to part four of this week's Club of the Week. And as I've mentioned before, this is a special feature looking at Celebrity Soccer UK, an organisation launched in 2012 by Kevin Cooper and Darren Eady. And these guys organise charity football matches to raise money for some amazing causes. And this coming Sunday at Witton Albion's Ulockett Stadium, we are looking to raise money for the Matilda Foundation, which supports Alderley Hay Children's Hospital. As part four takes us on to a new celebrity and an individual who, I'm going to be totally honest, is my favourite one so far. For one reason, I believe he's a Liverpool fan. Secondly, he is a British TV actor, presenter and executive producer, probably better known for his role on Monster Carp on ITV. I am delighted to say that joining me now for a quick chat this afternoon is Ali Hamidi. Ali, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I don't think I've ever been called an actor, though. That is good. I might do some play acting on a football pitch.
Is that what we can expect on Sunday?
I don't know, just seeing through the minutes will be good, because I've played in a few of them now, and as a 42-year-old, it gets harder and harder. So the brain is still, you know, Lionel Messi. The playing is just messy.
And do you know, Ali, I've spoken to a couple of the guys that you're going to be playing with this weekend, and Nev Wilshire I was talking to earlier, and he was saying that his head still plays like he did when he was in his 20s, but his body's telling him, mate, hang on a minute, you are 60-year-old. Have a word with yourself. Is that what it gets like as we get older?
Definitely. I mean, I still play seven-a-side. I play with a really good bunch of lads who are still sub-30, so I can hide behind their skills and speed. But sometimes I get drawn into their footwork, and I go and drop the shoulder. I beat a man, and then he just catches me up very quickly. So luckily, fishing doesn't deteriorate. You actually probably get better with age, with experience and knowledge and everything, and physicality of it means, you know, casting long distances isn't about your fast twitch muscle fibres as much as football is. So I chose a good hobby career.
And I was going to ask you this, because obviously as a fisherman, as somebody who's passionate about obviously fishing, would you class fishing as a sport or a hobby? Because I still say it's a sport.
Yeah, it is a sport. It can be really, really, it can be as active as you make it. There's so many genres of it. You've got match fishing where people go for a few hours. That's really big in the, you know, in the Northwest and the Midlands, the match fishing scene. They're there and stay, and they'll be with a pole, and yeah, it can be very active. And then some of the places I go to around the world, you know, you could be playing a fish for 2 hours. And I'll tell you what, it's a story for you. When I filmed the big fish off for ITV with Wayne Bridge in Florida, I put a heart rate monitor on him when he was fighting a shark. And I had the watch in my hand, the heart rate strap on his under his pecs, obviously. And he went to 190 beats per minute. And he said he's such an elite athlete. He's still so fit. And he said his heart rate never went that high playing football.
Wow. Now I'm sure.
He was like,
I could be wrong, but I'm sure when you're working at your maximum working heart rate, I'm sure it's 220 minus your age. So Wayne Bridge has got to be in his 40s as well, hasn't he?
He's only just turned 40. When we filmed that, I think he was about 36, so he was young. And he's so fit, Wayne. Obviously, he's done SAS and all them things. He's like as fit as a fiddle. He's obsessed with training, and he was, you know, fighting a shark, pushed him to his limit. His back was given out. It was a bull shark in Florida. It was proper serious stuff, and he was in pieces, broken man at the end of it. And Middleton can do that to him, and football can do that to him, but I did. So there you go.
Who needs SAS when we've got fishing? Who needs it? We don't need that stuff.
Exactly. If, you know, that's what they need to do. That, I mean, you get a lot of ex-soldiers and servicemen and that come out and obviously suffering from PTSD, and a lot of them come into fishing afterwards. But I say get them into it before, you know, and they'll probably be fitter for it.
Do you know, I'm considering that. I go to the gym 5 days a week, and I'm thinking, I'm happy with the results, but I need more. Maybe fishing is the route to go down. Maybe that's what I'm missing out on.
Get yourself down the M6, M5. I'm doing a new TV series with Bobby Zamora at the moment, and it's called The Grand Fishing Adventure. Come on ITV next year. And we went to Ilfracombe on the North Devon coast, shark fishing in the UK, which I really didn't think existed, and we caught the craziest thing. You'll have to wait for telly, but I've travelled all the world, and I've never caught anything as crazy as we did off the north coast of Devon. So it's not that far from you.
No, not that far. I think what I need to do is I need to be watching this when it comes out. But I'm going to flip things back to football slightly, because am I right in saying that you are a Liverpool fan?
I am a season ticket holder, have been since 1997.
Definitely my favourite guest.
Don't be fooled by the accent, though. Don't be fooled by the accent. I can turn it Scouse in about 5 minutes when I'm back up in the northwest.
Make yourself feel like you're at home, one of the locals.
Yeah. Hide. Yeah.
Now, obviously, Celebrity Soccer UK is for an amazing cause, and this weekend we're obviously raising money for the Matilda Foundation at Whitland Albion's U Lockett Stadium. How did you get involved, Ali?
So, I got involved with Kevin Cooper, really, I suppose Jamie O'Hara was a good friend of mine, again, a fishing fanatic, so he introduced me to Kevin, and I played my first game with him at Loftus Road. It's very difficult with my diary to fit it in, but them games spelled at the right time. I like helping charitable causes. I've had a little flirtation with Soccer Aid as well in the past, and just the fact that you can combine something you love with helping charity is like a win-win, you know. I like to be able to. I think it's a great day out for families as well. It's a lot more interactive than, I suppose, something on a grander scale, because, you know, I'll go round to the fans and have photos and all that type of stuff, you know. So it's just nice, a nice day out. It's grassroots, if you like.
And Ali, when you're playing this weekend, then what type of player are you? What can we expect? Everybody's been telling me they're competitive, but what can we expect to see from you on the pitch?
Loudest player on the pitch, the one with the least skill. No, I suppose it's hard to say. Now you're playing a lot more with your head, I do like to get stuck into a tackle or two. Got to be careful sometimes, because it is a friendly after all, but, you know, if someone goes past you, you know, the ball may pass but the man won't. There's all that still runs through my head. I play at the back a lot now, but sometimes I do miss it. I look back and I think, I wish I sort of pushed up more, or you know, went and played on the... I'm so heavily left-footed, it's embarrassing. Like, I have no right foot. It's almost pointless existing. If I didn't need it for standing on, I wouldn't have one.
I was just going to say, has it got any other purpose bar holding you upright?
Nah, not really. I mean, if a ball's not moving towards me and I had to hit a stand, like a still ball with my right foot, it's horrible to watch, you know. But the left foot, as described by West Ham captain Mark Noble, this is not my words, is a wand. That's what he described by left foot as, a wand. So I'll take that off a skilled midfielder like Nobes. So the left foot's got a bit, the right foot's got nothing. So I even out as a very average footballer.
And the most important thing is the fact that people are going to see all these celebrities on the pitch, Ali. And I think one thing that we forget, and I'm getting used to as a radio pundit and presenter, is that celebrities are actually normal people as well. You know, when you're on the pitch with some of these ex-professional footballers and music stars, what's it like for you being around them?
I hate being referred to as that, and I don't see myself in any way, shape or form as a celebrity. I mean, the fishing world is a very down to earth working class culture, if you like, and I'm just a normal person. Like, my friends will say I haven't changed one bit since I was a student, so that's good. So when I'm on the pitch, maybe when I first got into, if you like, show business and TV, when I'd go to events, or I might have thought, oh wow, that's James Arthur, or that's Chunks, or whatever on the pitch, or Ant Middleton, or whatever. I don't think that anymore. I'm just like, give me the ball, get stuck in. you're facilitating a victory here, and if they don't produce, they're getting it in the ear, you know? So I don't care who they are. They're turning up. They've got to put in the commitment to win a football match. Whether it's Sidley Winks or football, I want to win. I want to be on the winning team. So this local team in Witham, you're going to get it on Sunday, yeah? And we've even managed to sort out James Beattie's going to be playing now, by the way. I sorted that out with Coops last night, so that's a big win. Obviously, being a Liverpool fan, I'll put rivalries to one side. He weren't that good at Everton anyway, was he?
And let's be honest.
Was anyone any good at Everton anyway? I don't know.
I'm a Liverpool fan myself. I'm going to say no. Would you then be tempted to kick him anyway, even if he's on your team, just because of his Everton ties? You've got to.
I think if he doesn't set me up, like, not that I play up front, but even though I'm putting pressure on him, I'd like a layoff or two from Mr. BT. And if he doesn't produce that, then I think a little clip is fair, you
absolutely
know, at some point. It is quite big, though, so maybe I'd have to clip and run.
Yeah, he's a bit of a unit still, isn't he?
He is a unit, yeah. So, it's good fun, you know. And there's always lots of goals, lots of chances. I don't know why there's lots of goals, because I'm in defence. I like to think that, the game path, there's some very good players. I mean, there's young Trotman from Love Island. I mean, he is a baller.
Yeah.
He is such a good player. I mean, I had to mark him, and I think it was a guy called, was it Selly? He was an under-21s coach. I think he may have stayed for Arsenal. There was a game in Woking, and I was playing Leicester free centre-halves, which was ridiculous, and I had them two coming down, and obviously the left wing-back was not really a left wing-back. He was less of a front three up front. So basically, there was just these two coming down that right-hand side on my flank, honestly. And I tried to even clip Mr. Trotman, who is rapid, and let's just say, even after trying to foul him, he still didn't even go down. The speed just took him through me, and he was incredible. So he's a really, very talented footballer.
So would it be fair to say then, and I've asked this to everybody I've spoken to so far, who's the best player you've played with or against, and who's the most I'm using the word entertaining instead of worst player, but who's the most entertaining player?
Well, I do you know what? The last few of them I've not been able to play because of work commitments, but Jeremy Lynch, obviously, Mr. F2 freestyler, he is incredible. I haven't played with him. I was involved on a soccer aid that he was involved with, so I trained with him. A really good player. Then you've got, I'll tell you what, someone who's very solid and consistent every game, Dan Osborne. Strong, good, huge guy, but great with his feet. Good player. Man like Hacks, I always give him a shout because he's such a lovely, lovely guy and an incredible comedian to watch. He reminds me of a cross between Nesta and Cannavaro at the back. I'm trying to think. I should give a little shout out to Coops, but his legs have gone so much now. He's not the player he quite. He describes himself as Jan Mulvey to me. I mean, he might, Jan Mulvey in a kebab shop, maybe. Not Jan Mulvey playing for Liverpool.
I was going to say, is that a bit harsh on Jan Mulvey?
Very harsh comparing it. I mean, he did give it the big one, but I think COVID really affected Coops. He didn't come back out the same player. So I'm hoping he's gonna start, working out and putting a bit more effort in, as the organizer. I think he needs to up his game a bit,
Can't let the side down, can he?
No. I mean, his conversion rate in front of goal has got to be, 25 chances, maybe a goal in that lot. He gets a lot of chances. Yeah. So I think as a community, we need to get behind Coops to up his game. Because I think he's still got it in him if he does produce it. His legs couldn't have gone in his career because he don't run it at all. Do you know what I mean? He can talk about having a long football career, but he never run. So
his career was obviously extended then by lack of work.
Lack of work.
That's all it is.
They'll be like, your joints, they're like a 21-year-old. Have you really played football?
Now, Ali, obviously, appreciate your time. I'm so grateful, and it's a privilege to speak to you. Now, I've got to ask you, I know you are a very private person in your personal life. You have a work life and a personal life. But I have got to ask you a slightly personal question that you can ignore. But what I want to know is, you have done Monster Carp and fishing programs with many, many famous people. You mentioned Bobby Zamora, the ones coming up. You've done stuff with Jamie O'Hara, some amazing celebrities around the world, but you did one with one of my idols, which is Paul Gascoigne.
So, oh, right, yeah, that's just a day out. Here we
yeah. yeah. Now, yeah, I've got to ask you, is Paul Gascoigne, or has Paul Gascoigne, got the best backside you've ever had on your head?
Ah, you've watched the YouTube video, yeah.
I have.
Do you know what? I mean, I know this is on radio, but getting sat on your nozzle by Gazza with his cheeks spread wide, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And yes, he's still extremely slender and running lean. Lovely guy. Lovely day out that was. Bless him. You know, it's good. And I promise we'll get out a bit more, but, like, you know, it's never that easy. But yeah, he was good. We never had him on the Big Fish Off. So we had a lot of people from the Northwest, Tony Bellew, Jimmy Bullard, obviously was, I know he played up at Wigan and stuff, you know, so we had some characters up there. But Gazza's up there, Bullard's up there, great characters, yeah.
And Ali, just before I let you go then, I've got to ask you, if anybody's listening to this and hasn't yet got tickets for Sunday's game, what is your message to them?
Just, it's a fantastic cause. To be able to put, you know, presents into kids' hands at Christmas who, you know, are in a very unfortunate situation, it should be enough for you to spend, I think, £7 on a ticket to come down there. It's local. My parents live on the doorstep of there. I know what a partisan, great following of and community there is in the Northwest. Certainly around Northwich, Warrington, Knutsford, Winsford. I played in Winsford. I've got, you know, 98 to 2004. You know, them first few years. Great people. So please come down. And you Stokies. always, they're all, just always so supportive, I think. And they create a great atmosphere. When I played at Hanley, what an atmosphere. Honestly, I'd say of all the games, that is the best atmosphere of all of them. We played at a lot of grounds, just a great buzz. So, you know, keep the reputation going. Was that enough of a plea? I can keep going if you want.
Absolutely. That's super. Yeah. And I suppose the challenge is, Witten Albion, can you bring the atmosphere?
Yeah, Northwich, come on. I mean, they say Witten, it's Northwich, isn't it? It is, yeah. I mean, from the villages of Antrobus and Cumberbatch and, all of these places. I think of all my parents live in Cumberbatch. I know it all around there so well. And they are great. I was a student up there between 98 and, two, you know, and then lived up there for a good while. So I've got so many friends there. I know a lot of them will come down. I think they're my friends. They did say they were my mate. It's just, yeah, great people there, and I really do hope they can make it out. Let's make it a great atmosphere, let's raise loads of money, and do a good deed.
Absolutely. Ali, thanks ever so much for your time this afternoon. Thank you so, so much on behalf of everybody for everything you're doing, the support you're giving, and we look forward to your grand fishing adventure with the one Bobby Zamora.
Thank you very much. Lovely talking to you. See you on Sunday, I hope.
Definitely. Thanks very much, Ali.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye. That is this week's Club of the Week. It's a special edition for a special organisation with amazing morals. Celebrity Soccer UK will be at the U Lockett Stadium this coming Sunday, the 14th of November. Gates open at 12 o'clock and kickoff is at 2. There's an array of fantastic celebrities who are there raising money for the Matilda Foundation supporting Alderley Hay Children's Hospital. Tickets are on sale. You can pay at the gate. I remind you, it's the U Lockett Stadium, home of Witten Albion, and there'll be some amazing celebrities taking part. Thanks very much to Joe Seeley, Matt Lipinskas, Nev Wilshire, and Ali Hamidi for joining me this afternoon. If you are looking for something to do this coming Sunday, then head over to the U Lockett Stadium and get involved. Celebrity Soccer UK, raising money for the Matilda Foundation and supporting Alderley Hay Hospital.
Silk Sport with the M6 Bed Warehouse. Silent Night and Hypnos. We have a great selection of both here at the M6 Bed Warehouse. Junction 16 of the M6, open 7 days a week.